the Metropolitan Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Ron Johnson, the incumbent senator now, hopefully short term, very little left on his term, and hopefully there won't be another one. We have some very, very good candidates, very fine candidates. Get behind one of them. But in any event, Ron Johnson disgraced himself even further. He gave a speech at the convention. The Republican convention was in Middleton, Wisconsin, right outside of Madison. And he got up and he told them that I have an opponent, the worst anyone could have. I have the media against me. He's blasting the media for what? They truthfully said that Ron Johnson appeared on a paddle with a conspiracy theorist who said that the vaccines, the COVID vaccines, cause AIDS. Ron Johnson didn't correct him. And then when Ron Johnson finally spoke, he said, quote, "What you say may be true, but you have to attack this thing carefully and step by step. What you say may be true." Who in the right mind sit next to a nut who said that the vaccines cause AIDS, and in front of a crowd you say what you say may be true? Who says that? The media didn't say it. They just reported that he said it. He did not deny that he said it. He said that, well, you know that I didn't really believe it. Well, no, we don't. Okay, you can say you don't really believe it, but the time to say that was then. Not later when you catch heck. Not later when you catch heck. You know, it wasn't the media who said that they don't trust the CIA and the FBI, they trust Trump, and they trust what Putin says about not hacking into 2016. Ron Johnson said that. He was the chairman of the Senate subcommittee on Homeland Security while the Republicans controlled the Senate. And the CIA and the FBI reported to him. Talk about good morale. The chairman of the committee goes, I don't trust the CIA and the FBI. If I were the chairman of that committee, I would have said, I don't trust the KGB. I don't trust Putin. I don't trust the Nazi Ruskies. That's what I would have said. He did not say that. And the media accurately and correctly simply reported what he said. He said, I don't trust the CIA and the FBI. The media did not go to Moscow, Russia on July 4th and meet with people who were undisclosed. July 4th is the epitome of our national patriotic holidays. Memorial Day is a close second, and we have many other holidays, obviously, but in terms of historic and military patriotism, it's July 4th. The Russians invited him to come there on July 4th for a reason, to undermine and destabilize our country. And the clown goes over there. The clown goes over there. Why not say to them, no, I'm not going to meet with you. And if I do meet with you, it's not going to be in Moscow, Russia. It's going to be in Washington, D.C. You're going to come here at my insistence, and you're going to come correct with some respect. But no, he didn't do that. The media didn't go to Moscow, Russia. The media simply reported that he went, and his response was, yeah, I went, but they try to make it like I'm a bad person. Well, all right, so you say you're not a bad person. Well, they'll report that too. No one believes this. No one believes this. So for him to get up in front of the convention and say, I have an opponent, the worst anyone could have. I have the media against me, is a toxic statement from a U.S. senator. A lot of people in politics don't like some coverage they get. I ran for office. I was the party chairman. I ran for office for different things. I wasn't all that pleased with some of the coverage I got. I was quite pleased with other coverage I got. So what? So what? So what? You know, it was Voltaire who said in the 18th century, I disagree emphatically with what you're saying, but I'll die for your right to say it. That's why we have a First Amendment and a free press. You don't attack the press. There are other countries that do. Mexico right now is a narco state. It's run by basically the cartels, by organized crime. Bribery at the highest levels. Something like 30 candidates for office last year were murdered because they didn't kowtow to the cartels. There's not a lot of coverage on that. Journalists are routinely murdered. Mexico has among the highest incidents of murder of journalists in the world. Trump introduced some of that here in the United States. The idea of violence, the idea of violence against the media. He would turn at his rallies in 2015 and 2016 and point to the media gallery and say, there they are. There's the enemy. There'd be a growl, sort of growl that you might have heard in a square in Berlin in the 1930s, a growl, a primordial growl. Katie Tour, you may know Katie Tour. I like Katie Tour a lot. She's an anchor on MSNBC, just had her second child and is back. Terrific person, terrific journalist. Katie Tour, in one of these things, needed security to escort her to her car. There was a fellow, a protester, is let out, and as he walked up the aisle, guy jumps out of the crowd and hits him as hard as he can in the face. And Trump says to everybody, you know, rough these people up, and I'll pay your legal fees. Who says that? I don't care what the party is. You think Dwight Eisenhower would have said that? Abraham Lincoln would have said that? John Kennedy would have said that? Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Ronald Reagan, you think any of these people would have said that? No, they wouldn't have said that. That's wrong. You know, when you say things like, I have an opponent, the worst anyone could have, this is a quote, I have the media against me. Back in 1962, now Nixon lost to Kennedy in 1960. In 1962, Nixon thought, well, I'm going to get back into politics. And he ran for governor of California, believe it or not, against Pat Brown, who was Jerry Brown's father. Jerry Brown was a governor too. Pat Brown was governor of California. And Nixon lost in 62. And he held a press conference. And he said, well, gentlemen, the media won't have me to kick around anymore. He was feeling sorry for himself and he was sulking. But he didn't espouse violence. And he lay in the weeds, his beady little eyes popping up out of the tall grass every once in a while. Then he ran in 68. Of course, he won because of the Vietnam War. This has been going on a long time. But in the past, people have blamed the media. In the 19th century, there's a guy who runs for parliament in Merry Old England, and he loses. They come up to him, and he goes, what's your reaction? He says, quote, the people have spoken, the bastards, end quote. You know, people do this all the time. Then they blame the media for it. Ron Johnson has only himself to blame, and this piling on the media is dangerous because it leads to violence, because some 18-year-old nut out there is going to listen to this kind of stuff, nurse a grievance, have absolutely no judgment at all, and do something violent. That's got to stop. The attacks on the media have got to stop, and they got to stop with Ron Johnson. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.